This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it permissible for me to take cashback rewards whilst using my bank account, my credit card, and my debit card? Well, you know that I don't allow the use of credit cards. I follow the position of the majority of scholars. I think it should be avoided, both conceptually, ideologically, and actually from the Sharia point of view. I don't believe it's acceptable to accept the condition of having to pay interest, even if you've taken all of the precautions not to pay it. But what about certain banks? They say, hey, bank with us, join us, and as long as you put £1,000 into our account, or here's a debit card, and as long as you make a spend of £1,000, then we'll give you 1% back, 10% back, we'll give you £5, etc., etc. What's the ruling on that 5% that comes back, that £50 that comes into your account, and so on? Is it an interest payment? And some of the scholars, a small minority, said that it is an interest payment. It's very interesting how they came to that as well. They basically said that every interaction between you and the bank is a loan. So when you put a money in, you are giving them a money as a loan, you're loaning it to them, and then you get it back. Okay, when you go and withdraw. And they said that the debit card is just an extension of that. It is a loan process which is going on. Therefore, if there is a loan, and as we said, if there's any increase that before, any increase on the repayment of a loan, any benefit on the repayment of a loan to either party is actual the pure definition of interest, of riba. And so therefore, they said that any of these sums, then it basically is a riba payment and therefore impermissible. However, the correct position is actually this increase or this payment, whatever, is not a riba contractual increase, but rather a gift which is being given on behalf of the company in recognition of the increased business and profit that they will make due to your business. Because once you've given your money to them as a bank, and that's a far more questionable issue. Should we be putting our money into banks willy-nilly? Should we not be focusing on which banks and Islamic banks as much as possible? Because when they take our deposits from us, the money that we check in, then they use that in investing in all kinds of dodgy stuff and they take all the profit basically off our backs. So that's a much more deeper ethical problem. But when we do give them that money, it's a permissible act, and them giving us a gift for the increased business, especially when we are going and spending our card more. Of course, if you're spending your card in more places and spending more money, then that means you're going to different vendors, and those vendors are having to pay each time that they accept the card because of the privilege of doing so. That means Visa or MasterCard or the bank, they're making money each time that you keep spending. So it's quite right that they share something of that back to you, and that's offered to you as a gift. So I hold it permissible for you to use cashback rewards and accept them and sign up to an account or a card based upon that. Hey, thank you for watching, and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support, and that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.